you feel like you keep stumbling in your walk with Jesus, this message is for you. God has already given you everything you need for life, godliness, and real change in the public square. Today, I will remind you that your hope is not in Olympia, Governor Ferguson, President Trump, but in Christ alone. Listen in and be stirred up again to your moral excellence, self-control, perseverance, brotherly kindness, and love. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you are having a fantastic day. As we dive into God's Word, we're in the series Strength for Unity. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your monthly support. It really does help us lay a foundation to accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. We're going to dive in Romans chapter 15, and we're going to be focusing on verse 15, but I want to read 13 through 15 for you. It says this, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another." Here's our verse. "But I have written very boldly to you on some points so as to remind you again because of the grace that was given me from God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit." So I love this. He's going to remind them again to be ministers on behalf of Jesus Christ. But I want to talk about remembering today, to being reminded of different things of the gospel. I think part of our Christian walk, if we want to make it to the end where we hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," is to spread it out over a lifetime. You are growing in the things of God over and over each and every day. You're going to have stumblings. You're going to have times where you fall short. You're going to have times where you walk in disobedience. But just don't give up. Just continue to say, "Lord, remind me of what you've taught me." Isn't it amazing how those things that our grandparents taught us or our parents taught us or a teacher might have taught us, they resurface to our mind. And we need to remember those things as we move forward. So, "But I've written very boldly." So it's okay to be bold. It's bold and courageous to you at some point so as to remind you again over and over and over. And I'll just tell you, this is the secret to the Christian walk, is to get into the Word of God over and over and over again. So I want to look at 2 Peter chapter 1 and remind you of a couple things. Simon Peter, a bondservant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ. You have faith in Jesus Christ today. I'm reminding you again, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I want you to have grace and peace multiplied to you today. Grace and peace just multiplied over and over your life, seeing that His divine nature or His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. God has given you every single thing that you need for life and godliness through the true knowledge of Jesus, who called us by His own glory and excellence. For by these, He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises. God's word is precious and magnificent. Cherish God's word. I want to remind you, don't be afraid, so that you may become partakers of His divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now, for this very reason, also apply all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence. So you got to be diligent in your faith. I want to remind you of that today. Don't be afraid to be diligent in your faith today, to have moral excellence, and to your moral excellence knowledge. So have the standard of God's word, that you are a man or woman of purity, that God walks before you, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. Do you notice that self-control comes before love there? I want to remind you, If we want to love others, we have to be in control of ourselves by the Holy Spirit. All right. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful. You want to be fruitful and useful to the kingdom of God. Expand yourself in the qualities above: moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. For he who lacks these qualities, the ones I just read, is blind or short-sighted, forgotten his purification from sins. And this is what I want to remind you. You have been purified from sin. God has set you free from sin. And to remind you of that today, therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. God has called you and chose you before the foundations of the world. For as long as you practice these things, what were the things? Moral excellence, knowledge, perseverance, self-control, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. As long as you practice those things, you will never stumble. And I'll tell you this, I'm going to remind you, every time you stop practicing those things, let's say self-control, you will stumble. I stumble. Whenever I stop practicing self-control, I stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. Therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of the things, even though you already know them. So I know you know this. I know that you know that I know this, but I'm going to remind you anyways. Why? Because I want you to have joy as you enter into the presence of Almighty God. When we fall short, God wants us to get up, repent, turn to him, and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I need your salvation. Having been established in the truth, which is present with you. God's word is with you. The truth is with you. I consider it right, so as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder. I'm going to stir you up. In this devotional, we're stirring up the way of reminder. Our hope is not built on Olympia or Governor Ferguson or President Trump or any elected official. Our hope is built on Jesus Christ, period. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up to reminder, knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also as Lord Jesus Christ had made it clear to me. And I will also be diligent that at any time after departure, you will be able to call these things to mind. So what are the things that he wants you to remember? He's saying, I want to be bold with you. I want to remind you of the things that God has taken. If you want to live a life that's free of stumbling, then I want you to understand this. Supply your faith with moral excellence. In any situation in the public square, you need to ask yourself, what is the morally excellent way that would glorify God? And to that moral excellence, ask God to give you wisdom. And that wisdom will turn into a God-glorifying knowledge. And to that God-glorifying knowledge, self-control. And this is where I can fall short at times. And it's a struggle, right? Because you can have self-control, and the next word is perseverance. And when we can have self-control for a moment, but not persevere, and that's repeated self-control. Perseverance, and to your perseverance, godliness. We have all acted ungodly at times, but turning to the living God, allowing him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and then changing that to an outward brotherly kindness, and to the brotherly kindness, love. And I every time I read this, I just get so amazed that we start with love and then try to supply the other things. But he starts with faith, and then he moves through these steps of perseverance, self-control, all that, and then he gets to love. He starts with the foundational principles first, and that's what I want to remind you today. So what did Paul say in Romans 15? He says, but I have written very boldly to you on some points so as to remind you again. And so that's, I want to remind you, because of the grace that was given to me from God, you have grace today. And that grace is not a license to sin. It's the freedom to live in self-control and perseverance to glorify God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And we do remember that our hope is built only on Jesus Christ, his blood and his righteousness. God, that we do not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. So go before us in all things, God. Surround us in all things. God, you are worthy of all praise, of all glory, of all honor. And God, we ask for your forgiveness. When we have not lived in godliness or righteousness or holiness, but we've stumbled and we've fallen or walking even into willful disobedience, God, we ask for your forgiveness today. We ask that we could honor and glorify you, bring attention to your name. God, we thank you for that. We thank you for that goodness, that mercy, and that grace. God, we do pray over the state of Washington that we would get back to serving you, to glorifying you, to taking care of our neighbor, to loving our neighbor as ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.